to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Or I should say good afternoon, too, because a lot of people listen to the podcast of the show whenever it suits them, in the car, while they're taking a walk, house cleaning, lots of ways that you can benefit from podcasts. And it's also a great way to expose people who happen to live somewhere where the show doesn't air over the radio, maybe in Missouri or South Carolina, somewhere where you have a friend who might benefit from the kind of information that we have on the program. Real exciting show coming up today, and I'll get to that in a minute. But also a revised section in the HBNshow.com library. I have several different pages in there about cancer, and there were blogs and radio shows referenced and so on, and I've got that all together and did a major remodel on it because, I mean, really, 100 years ago, cancer was the number five cause of death. Then we started a war on cancer in 1971. Today, cancer is the number two cause of death. So, yeah, we've made some progress. The five-year survival rate is fairly significantly improved, mostly because people gave up in great numbers, gave up smoking. They stopped overexposing their skin to sun and getting melanoma. Earlier detection of cancers that are already there, and I like to talk about preventing them so you don't have to worry about early detection. But the five-year survival rate is just not the whole story, because the conventional treatments are so damaging to the immune system that there is a shocking number of people who get cancer again and start the clock over again after 5 years. You make it 5 years and one day, you are, see the air quotes, cured. And that's just not the whole story. And think about all of the trauma, the suffering, the horrific expense of the treatments. If you were on another planet looking at this, you would say, for sure, these people are doing something that is increasing the rates of getting cancer, and their heroic treatment efforts to find a silver bullet, not that effective. Well, we're going to look today in depth at one of the causes of cancer, which is estrogens that are all around us. And you guys that are worried about increasing your testosterone, let's find out what you're doing that's increasing your estrogen-like substances. My guest, just a brilliant researcher, and I was just so fortunate to hear him talk. You're going to learn some things, I think, that will shock you and hopefully benefit you in improving your overall health, vitality, longevity, and all those good things. So don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin, and we'll be right back.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
People who regularly drink coffee or tea, consume sugary foods, and in particular drink wine, beer, or spirits, and people who take antacid or diuretic water pills, deplete their body of vitamin B1, also known as thiamine. Symptoms of vitamin B1 deficiency can include headaches, chronic cough, racing heart, constipation or diarrhea, non-infectious fever, crippling weakness and pain, difficulty walking or talking, loss of smell and taste, breathlessness, loss of hunger, sweating, tingling in hands and feet, memory problems, and more. The answer to these problems is vitamin B1 in the preferred fat-soluble form provided in Nerve Guardian. It is the new dietary supplement from Lifespan Nutrition. Nerve Guardian provides 10 times more vitamin B1 than the best diet. Buy one bottle of Nerve Guardian and get a second bottle free. That's a full 8-month supply for just $3.12 per month. Call Lifespan Nutrition today and ask for Nerve Guardian. Call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
We will be taking listener calls, so let me give out the phone number right now so that you'll have it handy when the question pops into your mind. 800-281-8255. That's 800-281-TALK. My guest, Anthony G.J., we could just call him Dr. J, but then that sounds like a rapper. He's a PhD currently at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. There, he is researching stem cells, epigenetics, which are all of the factors surrounding how our genes behave, and infrared light. Well, there's already three reasons to invite him back on the show again. He's also president and CEO of AJ Consulting Company. They do DNA analysis and coaching to personalize consumer athletes' diet, sleep, and training. Well, there you go. Another reason to invite him back. He's the author of Estrogeneration, How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Well, good morning and welcome to the show, Dr. J.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Marty.
Well, I really enjoyed the lecture that I heard you present, well, two of them, really back in the fall, and you were kind enough to agree to come on the program, and I thought a good place to start would be, we here on the show, we have this kind of basic philosophy of healthy by nature that we are supposed to be healthy. That's the original plan, but we have to follow the two prime directives, give the body everything it needs for optimum function, and don't gum up the works with too much of something it can't handle. And ferreting out what we're doing in those two categories is where it gets to be more challenging. And your book, Estrogenics, that might be a good place to start, just with a definition of what are xenoestrogens or estrogenics?
Yeah. Well, xeno just means alien. I guess it's a Greek word that means alien or foreign. And so estrogen, of course, is estrogen. Xenoestrogen, or I call them artificial estrogens often as well. And it just means chemicals that act like estrogen in your body, but they're unnatural. They're tricking your body. So it's pretty much that simple, you know. So that includes birth control, because birth control is designed by chemists to be an artificial estrogen. It includes some of these plant compounds, like you find them in soy, for example, that are acting like estrogen in our body. But then the really artificial ones are the ones found in plastics and personal care products and sunscreens. And they're pervasive. They're all over the place in our modern society.
Well, those of us that are past middle-aged females thinking, well, hey, I could use a little extra estrogen. What's wrong with that thought process?
Right. Well, some people can, but it's such a delicate hormone balance. You don't want to mess with your natural hormones with these artificial hormones, because your body just doesn't you know, our ancestors never had these in their systems, and it's just not something our body is capable of interpreting properly. So if you need more estrogen, then get more estrogen, and that's certainly an option for people, but I wouldn't go with these artificial estrogens in place of the natural hormones.
Well, it's my understanding that while they occupy the binding sites where estrogen would go, they don't necessarily have the same effect, the same benefits. Mm-hmm. And by getting a bunch of them, you kind of max out on the unpleasant side effects.
Exactly, yeah. It's complicated, and I don't get too complicated. In my book, I try and make it real simple and real easy to understand. I've never had anybody tell me it's too complicated in my book. But in real life, it's more complicated because, like testosterone, there's only one receptor. There's a testosterone receptor. But with estrogen, there's two receptors that pick up estrogen. And so there's one called alpha and one called beta. And the alpha receptor oftentimes leads to increased breast cancer, prostate cancer in men, all kinds of problems. And then the beta receptor is actually protective against a lot of those things. And these artificial estrogens, they activate that alpha receptor, that problem receptor. So again, it's complicated, and you can see how quickly that became complicated. But,
well, it makes,
you know,
perfect
the point
sense,
is you definitely
though.
Don't want to. Yeah. Yeah,
no, I mean,
exactly.
I like that explanation. And for our audience, if they've been putting up with me for a long time, and some of them have for going on 23 years now, they've heard a lot worse. So I think we haven't lost them yet, hopefully, especially since right now I'd like to shift gears and talk more about the effects. Why do people care about this? We glossed over some. I started in the very beginning. I talked about cancer as one thing. I mean, people are pretty aware, I think, of the estrogen link to many, if not most, cases of breast cancer and so on. But what about the guys? What about kids? I mean, what's the gamut of damage to even wildlife? What's going on with this flood of estrogen-like compounds that we're being exposed to?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, just isolating the breast cancer, I mean, globally, breast cancer is up 250% since 1980. So that's an obvious problem. And some of these industrial countries where they're bringing these chemicals in, like BPA and phthalates, these plastic chemicals, breast cancer is over 500% increase in that time period. So clearly there's some, you know, issues, and I heard you mention that, you know, I was listening in, and then you get the infertility, and I'm glad you brought up the wildlife because you see it in the wildlife, you see it in the people, you know, we're breaking records literally every year for the last 3 years for how much infertility we have in the United States. And you can say it's complex, and it is. But certainly these estrogen chemicals are involved in that process of, you know, messing up people's fertility. And a lot of people, just to distinguish, you know, a lot of people think, well, you know, I can see how it would be a problem for men, but women already have high estrogen, so it's not really that big of a problem for women. But it's interesting because, you know, natural estrogen levels in men are about 20 nanograms per liter. Natural estrogen levels for women are also about 20, but then they range up to about 200 depending on the time of the month. So people don't realize it's not that different between men and women with our estrogen levels. Again, the time of the month matters, but we're all around 20 at certain times of the month. And so men and women are equally disrupted by these estrogen chemicals that throw off that balance. So that's why it's not surprising you see fertility in issues in men and women.
Well, you use the word balance, and that's so critical. The body is pretty good at balancing normal amounts of things, and so you have one upward effect of estrogen, you have something creating a downward effect, but when you have these chemical estrogens, it's like putting your thumb on the scale, and well, all of a sudden now the body can't cope with it. And then on the other side of our prime directives, getting the body everything it needs, if we're also undernourished We maybe not have all of what it takes for the body to detoxify extra of this or that. And we have to, there's no one thing that's going to fix all this. We're going to have to pay attention to the kinds of things that you're talking about today and the things that we talk, you know, just incessantly about on this program, of finding the bits and pieces of how your life can be out of balance.
Right. 100%. I mean, yeah, a lot of people ask me about detoxing these estrogen chemicals, and there's good strategies, and we'll definitely get to that. But it's funny because the focus has to be first on getting them out of your food and getting them out of your personal care products and not rubbing them on your skin and your sunscreen, things like that. Because if you're detoxing perfectly, if you just keep putting them on your body, you know, then you're asking for trouble.
Well, yeah. If you've got a bathtub that's overflowing, okay, first, let's turn off the faucet. And then secondly, let's open up the drain rather than, you know, calling in the sump pump. We have a tendency to miss sometimes the most obvious, common sense, simple solutions. And we've talked about these. When I did a whole video program on detoxing, and it has to become a way of life. It's not just as something you do once. You have to figure out where all these are coming from. And in the foods, yeah, all these big chemicals that you can't pronounce, and the artificial colors and flavors and things that are toxic to our gut bacteria, you can see that, but you don't see these others coming, like you say, in sunscreens, which we have been taught are a really good thing. We'll continue at this point with Dr. Anthony Jay. Please stay tuned. This is Healthy by Nature.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lilly has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lilly of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lilly aloe in most health food stores.
Dr. Here's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
I'm very pleased to have with us today Anthony J., PhD. He is a researcher on several fronts and the author of Estrogeneration, How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. In the description of today's show in the archives, I have a link to that book and a link to Dr. J.'s one of his other interests, the AJ Consulting Company, which we will talk about at some length another time on the show. We've really got our hands full today with these xeno or foreign estrogens, and I have 4 pages of notes, so I'm likely to go anywhere at any given moment because there's so many interesting tidbits in here. And before we delve deep into where we're getting them, a couple, 3 other things on the effects, because we have to let people know why they should get fired up about this. And we mentioned testosterone. What does the increase in these estrogens do for the testosterone? Is there some kind of a trade-off there? And gynecomastia in a prepubescent boys that are having boobs they don't want, and let's talk about obesity. I mean, there's a little pile for you to work on.
Right. Well, yeah, gynecomastia. I mean, basically that means man boobs. So, like, breast tissue development in men is and boys prepubescent, meaning children. I mean, sometimes we see it at age, 1 year old and things like that, because of these artificial estrogen exposures. And a lot of doctors say it's idiopathic, meaning we don't know what the cause is. But once you start researching these estrogen chemicals, you realize it's because of these exposures, that so many people are getting, because it's a daily exposure. People are getting them every day. Not only do you see the man boobs, the gynecomastia in men, I mean, that kind of connects to the breast cancer in women, by the way, but you also see puberty at younger and younger ages, in boys and girls, particularly women and girls, because, and again, it relates to these artificial estrogens. And in these medical journals, they're trying to normalize that. They're trying to say, okay, the normal range for puberty is getting younger and younger and younger. Let's just say that's normal now because it's so common. And that's a big problem, right? And the weight gains, it's one of these interesting things, because when women become pregnant, their estrogen goes way up and their body stores more fat. It's just a natural process because our ancestors didn't always have access to food. So, you don't want your fetus to have no access to nutrition, to energy, so you store more fat in case you have a famine or something. Now, of course, today we don't have that problem. We don't have, nutrition absence. We don't have lack of food, but our body still stores more fat during pregnancy. And these artificial estrogens trigger that process. They trick your body into thinking that you're pregnant, even though obviously you might not be, and then you store more fat. So it's kind of, and they've even done a study, super interesting, Marty. They did a study with rats where they had 2 groups of rats, exactly the same diet, exactly the same exercise. Everything was exactly the same. The only difference was in one of the groups, they put a little bit of an artificial estrogen in their drinking water, and that group of rats got fat compared to the other group. And it was low dose. It wasn't even like they gave them toxic amounts or anything like that. So calorie counting, you can pretty much throw that out the window if you're, if you're trying to lose weight and you're exposing yourself to a lot of these estrogen chemicals.
Well, you hit on a point that bugs me, is the government allows companies to get away with saying, well, You know, we aren't actually poisoning people with Roundup, so never mind. Don't bother to look at what happens if you give them a little bit every day over a long period of time.
Right. Right. And those are expensive studies. You know, nobody wants to do those studies, but they're super important.
One more thing on testosterone and a lot of publicity in recent years about the need for testosterone supplementation of one kind or another so that men will have they'll think better, they'll be stronger, they'll be more resilient, more decisive, you know, better sex life, all of those things. Are we working against the action of a man's testosterone with all of this estrogen, or are those two separate problems?
Oh, 100%. I'm glad you circled back. I totally forgot about the testosterone, and it's a huge problem because men have been declining. Unbelievable. Like, I outlined the actual numbers in my book about how fast we've declined since basically we've been able to measure testosterone, but especially since the 80s, as these plastic chemicals have come into play and some of these personal care product chemicals. And not only does it lower these estrogen chemicals, they lower your free testosterone and your total testosterone, but they also block the ability of testosterone to bind to the receptor. And scientists that are honest, they call it feminization of males. And I know it's not politically correct to say that, but basically we're feminizing males by lowering testosterone through these estrogen chemicals. Now, some scientists don't say that. You know, they try and call it like gonadal deformations. They use these technical terms to kind of get around it. But even in professional published science journals, you can see the word feminization of males from these artificial estrogen chemicals pretty regular.
We need boys and girls, and we need them to be different because that was the original plan. And if we're chemically stirring the pot so that the body doesn't know which direction it's headed, the only bad outcomes can come from that. Well, let's give people a little taste of, no pun intended, where they're getting these chemicals. Let's start with food and then go to body care and other environmental sources. Are we getting xenoestrogens in our diet?
Oh, for sure. Most people are, yeah. And I think the grains are probably one of the biggest the biggest culprits because they have so many sprays, you know, pesticides, herbicides, things like that. Atrazine is an interesting one that not a lot of people talk about. And that's the second most used herbicide in North America. And by the way, it's totally illegal in Europe because it acts like estrogen. And in America, it's all over the place. I mean, it's in our food, it's in our drinking water. It's probably the most common contaminant in drinking water in the rural areas. Whereas birth control, by the way, in the cities, you know, if you're in a big city, oftentimes you think, well, I'm good to go here. But then you got the birth control issue in the water there because these cities aren't filtering out these estrogen chemicals. They're good at killing viruses, killing bacteria in your water and filtering out giant particles, but they're not good at filtering out artificial estrogen. So you kind of have to take control of that, by the way. And I know I shifted from food to drinking water, but it's super important.
Fine.
People should. Yeah, people need to activate they use activated charcoal in their water filters, and they usually are. Usually your water filter system has activated charcoal, but it's worth checking to make sure because that's a fundamental thing to get rid of these chemicals. It gets rid of all of them.
Oh.
But back to the food. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
And one thing to keep in mind in tap water, the reason that they can kill all the bacteria is they put in things that will also kill your bacteria. And we can do a whole nother show on how we are sabotaging our microbiome that controls 99% of the genetic memory in our bodies. But, yeah, that is another show. So back to the food.
Oh, that's a great point. Well, yeah, and then soy is a big one. A lot of people debate this, but it's interesting because scientists, they all recognize that soy acts like estrogen. There's no debate there. The debate oftentimes is whether or not that's healthy or whether it's not healthy. And it's tricky to research because there's so many other estrogen chemicals that are confounding these studies because people are exposed to BPA and phthalates and atrazine and all these estrogen chemicals, artificial red food dye acts like estrogen. And then they're trying to distinguish whether soy is also estrogenic. So in animals, you can see it pretty clear, but in humans, it's harder to do because of all these other estrogens.
Well, we will pick up at that point when we come back. I'm just fascinated by this soy debate, the same effect. And you have people on one side saying, well, that's a very good thing. Well, yeah, there's more to the story, and we'll try to ferret that out with my guest, Dr. Anthony Jay. Stay tuned.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now, you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Vitamin K needs a better press agent. In the 1940s, Dr. Weston A. Price noticed that rural populations who ate their native diet had straight, cavity-free teeth and did not suffer the diseases of Western civilizations. He thought the secret was vitamin K. In the 1970s, researchers began to show that vitamin K helps blood clot normally. Now we are excited to learn that vitamin K helps guide calcium into the bones where it belongs and away from the arteries where it can cause big trouble. Sadly, deficiencies are widespread. Gerald Formula's K-Rite Soft Gel capsules contain a synergistic blend of three members of the vitamin K family. K1, which we get from leafy green foods, MK4 that we might get from animal sources, and MK7, which is produced by natural bacterial fermentation. Gero's K-Rite also has vitamin D3 for added support for bone and cardiovascular health. Links to Gero Formula's K-Rite details, interviews on the importance of vitamin K, and appropriate caution statements can be found on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature's longtime listeners probably know that host and certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin handpicks her sponsors for quality and effectiveness. For many years, HBN has been honored with the support of extraordinary sponsors like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, Gero Formulas, Kyolic Aged Garlic, and the Katsanis Institute. Bill Sardi's wonderful products are newer but equally respected. Please be aware that, depending on how you listen, some commercials may be inserted by others. For example, using smartphones to call up a station may play advertising for products or services that Marty has not researched or personally approved. Visit hbnshow.com and click Listen on the menu to learn how to make sure you hear only the approved HBN educational commercials and do not miss any program time. Thank you for listening to Healthy by Nature and for telling your friends about us. To receive Marty's free weekly newsletter, just send an email to info at hbnshow.com. Info at hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
I can already see that we've got so much to cover, and we've already blown past some things that probably could be revisited. I'm going to do the blog this coming week as a review of this show and work in some of the things that maybe we can't get to, because it's such an important topic that Anthony Jay, PhD, has brought to our attention. If you just joined us, he's currently at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. There he researches stem cells, epigenetics, some of which we're talking about today, and infrared light. He's the president and CEO of AJ Consulting Company, which does DNA analysis and uses that information to help coach either consumers, athletes, executives, whoever, on diet, sleep, and training. He's the author of Estrogeneration, How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. I spotted another word in my notes, depression. That's apparently also on the rise. And now we're killing off the reefs, and we're making the polar bears infertile. As it's just, it goes on and on. We have got to stop doing some of this stuff and pay as much attention to that as we do to global warming. It's global poisoning is a really big issue. So let's talk about, we talked about food, and you brought up atrazine as the most common contaminant. What about glyphosate? I have railed on that periodically here, better known to consumers as Roundup. We see the commercials for it being a cause of cancer, the law firms putting together these class action suits and so on. Is that something that acts as a xenoestrogen?
Oh, yeah, especially in combination with soy. There's now, it's becoming more and more clear in the research that, you know, yeah, glyphosate is an estrogen, interestingly enough, but when it's combined with soy, it's kind of like a 1+1=3 situation in your body. It actually amplifies the signal. And that's a real problem. And another addition, too, is mold, because mold secretes an estrogen chemical that's not good for us. It's called zearalenone, but they give it this crazy technical name, so nobody talks about it. But then you add that on top of these, you know, a lot of these grains and the soy. So then you've got the, you know, the atrazine or the Roundup or the, you know, those kind of sprays. You've got the mold toxin, and you've the soy itself is inherently an estrogen. So a lot of problems in one package there. And by the way, if you ferment soy, so if it's naturally fermented, like soy sauce, actually fermented, or natto or tempeh or whatever, those almost have zero phytoestrogen. They have virtually no estrogen, yeah, just so people know.
Miso is another one that's really, really mm-hmm. good. Yeah. Before exactly. we leave glyphosate, the Roundup, you told a story in the lecture that tickled me about the scientist that was going on and on about how safe this was. And do you remember what that was? You should tell us that story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's this professional scientist being interviewed on, you know, and he's basically saying glyphosate is super safe. I'd be happy, you know, you can drink a whole quart of it and it's no big deal. And they said, look, we've got glyphosate in the back room. We'll pour you a glass of it. Would you drink it here? And he says, oh, well, you know, it's super safe. Well, no, would you drink it? No, of course not. And he's like, well, why not? You just said you would drink it. It's safe to drink. And then he said, you set me up and all this. He's like, no, you set yourself up because you just said you would drink it. And yeah. then, of course, when he was actually pressed to do it, he started cussing and, you know, literally walked off the TV set. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, that's the rubber was meeting the road there. You mentioned sunscreens. What's in the sunscreens, the fragrances, these body care products?
Yeah, great question. The sunscreens, you got to watch out for these oxybenzones. Sometimes they're called benzophenones. I mean, to be honest, you know, if you can't pronounce the sunscreen ingredients, probably move on to a different one, because zinc is great. If you just get zinc sunscreen and the rest of the ingredients are just, you know, like coconut oil and things like that, that's excellent. You know, you find one of those that rubs on nice and it works. That's the way to go, because they're literally making sunscreens illegal in a lot of these places with coral reefs, because we're killing off the wildlife and the coral reefs. They're becoming infertile, just like humans become infertile with these chemicals. But of course, when it starts jeopardizing the coral reefs, they actually make the thing illegal.
We can spare a few people, but not the reefs.
Right. And so, you know, you got to kind of take matters into your own hands and watch out for these chemicals. And again, you know, they just did a study this year on the toxicity and the problems with these sunscreen chemicals, and even the FDA was reeling on how bad, you know, how much is in your system. It literally, they put on one application of sunscreen, and 7 days later, it was still in the blood above the FDA and EPA's own cancer limits. That's how high it was in people's blood. So that's just one application. And think of these parents that are taking their kids swimming, you know, a couple times a week or something like that. The kids are even more sensitive. It's a real problem.
And we have been so frightened of the sun that if we get out there, we've got to be slathered with these chemicals. And they don't say, oh, yeah, and by the way, make sure you don't poison yourself in the process. That's for us to find out. What about phthalates, starts with a P, phthalates, and parabens, fragrances? What else should we be alerted to?
Yeah, well, the tricky thing about those fragrance chemicals, and you exactly got them right, parabens, phthalates, they don't put them on the ingredient list. They don't have to. They're, you know, by law, they're allowed to make these secret formulas, and so that you know, because it's a secret product ingredient list, so they don't have to put them on the list because it's proprietary. They don't want people to rip off their secret formula, is what I mean. And so a lot of times these cheap personal care products have these estrogen chemicals, and you don't even see it on the ingredient list. Now, sometimes it is on there, but sometimes it's not. So you really want to be careful when it just says the word fragrance on the ingredient list, or perfume or something like that, really vague. You got to be really cautious and really either trust the company or move on to a different company, because, you know, it's not worth jeopardizing your health. These are estrogens. There's a lot of them in those classes, like parabens. There's methylparaben, there's propylparaben, there's butylparaben. There's a number of them. Similar with phthalates. It's not just one thing. It's a whole class of chemicals. And even China has stricter regulations on those chemicals than we have in America.
Yeah, probably for domestic consumption, not so much for export, but that would be a different topic. Yeah, sodium lauryl sulfate, there are a bunch of things in body care, and we've glossed over it, but the point is, if you put it on your skin, you better be ready to eat it, because we absorb so much of what goes on the skin. It gets into circulation, and it's as though you did consume it. And the Environmental Working Group, which is EWG.org, they have really good guidance on not only organic foods and which ones are really important to eat because they are the most laden with some of these agricultural chemicals, but also on body care products and sunscreens and so on. You've got to know what it is you're buying. And just because you've got a coupon or there's a big case stack of it at the store, yeah, this is serious business. Please stay with us. More to come with my guest, Dr. Anthony Jay.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small, so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of HBNShow.com. Again, that's the shop page of HBNShow.com. There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Whittakin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or LifespanNutrition.com, or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Would you like to increase your energy level? Think more clearly? Get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Well, I had earlier in the show, the term idiopathic came up, and that always makes me smile. That is, Dr. Jay said, is widely known as, well, we don't know what the cause is. Since some of this is so obvious and it's just flat, they're doing the three monkeys with their hands over their ears and their eyes or whatever. I like to break that down. Instead of idiopathic, it's idiot pathetic. But anyway, one of the thing that was rude, but really, I mean, give me a break.
It's true. It's true.
And these effects, before we get back to more sources, and we do have a caller that will head us in a direction we need to go, these effects aren't just on us and then our children. Isn't there a multi-generational effect? And tell us why.
Right. There is. And that's the most concerning aspect of all of these, you know, these chemical exposures is the current scientific studies aren't looking at long-term effects, and that's not just the decade-long effects. That's actually the next generation effects and the next generation after that and things like that. And it's because our DNA is passed on, and everybody kind of knows that these days. But they don't realize our DNA actually has marks on top of it called epigenetic marks. And those epigenetics also get passed on. And that's new information. Scientists are really, you know, interested in that and studying that. And I personally study that. But what's crazy is that the artificial estrogen chemicals change those marks, and they change the next generation and the next generation after that, etc. Because again, they're passed on. So that's a really big problem, because we barely even know what could happen, you know, if we're changing the next generation right now with our exposures. But you see it in animals for sure. The fertility declines more and more and more in the future generation. Even if only the parents are exposed, you know, you get four generations of decline in fertility and a lot of these similar problems that we mentioned earlier in the show.
And we learned a long time ago, but have paid no attention to it, that if you're zinc deficient, you can pass the effects of that on several generations as well. Let's go to Bob in Fort Worth, Texas. Good morning, Bob. You have a question?
Good morning. I'm wondering, from what previous discussion you've had, do we need to be concerned about food and water containers with plastic and maybe stay away from that?
Great question. Thanks, Bob. Yeah. I'll let you take your answer on your radio. Yes, I think we got to dive into the plastic issue, all the sources, and what's going on with that.
Yeah, 100%. Bob's got a great point. And, you know, a lot of people should be thinking about plastics, and they're not. And the biggest problem is when liquids are stored in plastic. Even room temperature makes me nervous, to be honest. I don't like room temperature liquids. And even if they say BPA-free, that's not enough, because there's two reasons for that. Number one, a lot of the plastics are made with phthalates. And again, that starts with a P, it's PHTH. Phthalates is the word. And they're just as estrogenic as BPA. They're just as problematic. So even BPA-free there isn't good enough. And then there's actually some states in America that have made BPA illegal. And then what the companies did in those cases is they make BPS, they make bisphenol S, or they make BPF, bisphenol F, et cetera. They just keep slightly changing the molecule. And we've done scientific studies on those chemicals, and they're just as estrogenic as BPA. They're just as problematic as BPA. So the big one is liquids. You don't want liquids in plastics. And yes, that includes those plastic water bottles. It certainly includes the juices. You know, be careful with that stuff. A little bit of exposure here and there, you know, you're traveling, whatever, it's not that big of a deal. But daily exposure, man, do you want to avoid that? Anything hot. Hot is even worse. If you heat it up in plastic, especially liquid, really a problem. And then long time, like duration, you know, that's the other aspect. If it sits in the plastic a long time, you get a lot more leaching.
And what about the linings of cans, the cash
the
register?
Aluminum cans.
And
yeah, the receipts have, they spray BPA on those receipts. But yeah, the aluminum cans are a tricky one. Most people don't realize they're drinking these. Now they're drinking calorie-free sparkling water, but it's coated with plastic. The, you know, those aluminum cans, the inside of the can is actually sprayed with plastics that have these estrogens.
Well, and here's one that I'm sure will discourage people. You called it to my attention that the paper cup that you get your coffee in is lined with plastic.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, paper's not waterproof, you know. Like, so they, yeah, they put this thin layer of plastic, and just because it's thin doesn't mean it doesn't leach. You know, it leaches just as much as a thick layer of plastic would, and especially when it's hot coffee, right? So I usually bring my own mug, bring my own stainless. Stainless steel is a great alternative. Glass is a phenomenal alternative. Ceramic is a great alternative. So I even, you know, I have like a travel mug that's ceramic. So you can get all of these things nowadays. It's really easy.
Yeah, and as far as storing leftovers, I have these glass snap-top lids. I used to, not knowing any better, I'd scrape these nice hot leftovers into a plastic container and wait until it cooled down and put it in the refrigerator, give it time to absorb all of those nice plasticizers. And you can't... Medical community is not picking up on this because they are, you get an IV, the plastic tubing has phthalates in it as well. And Sherry Rogers has given us a bit of an education over that over the years. But now the net effect is just becoming so alarming. I'm really glad that Dr. Anthony Jay could be with us today and help bring some of this to our attention. We've got time for just a little bit more after the break, so please don't go away. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Yes, hbnshow.com. Click listen on the menu, and in the archives, today's date will have some links that you need to Dr. Anthony Jay's book, Estrogeneration, How Estrogenics Are Making You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. And if you would like to get the newsletter, because I'm going to review a lot of this, and I've got several things I know we aren't going to get to today, you can subscribe, send an either just click on newsletter on the website, hbnshow.com, or send an email to info@hbnshow.com. Give me your zip code and just say you want the newsletter. I got a call. Billy wanted to know about organic fermented tofu. Just in general, soy, if it's naturally fermented and organic, it's okay. But you got to watch laundry detergent. Your olive oil, is it in a plastic bottle and is stored there for a long time? I've got a couple parting questions for you, Dr. J. Mm-hmm. We're about to just run out of fumes for this segment, but what about marijuana, cannabis, and then let's get back to the plastics. What numbers are the safest? Recycle number on the bottom.
Exactly, yeah, the recycle symbol. I mean, just to jump on that, plastic 2, 4, and 5 are the safest. If you're looking on the recycling symbol, most plastics, those clear plastics, are plastic number 1. That's called polyethylene terephthalate. It's got phthalates. You got to avoid that as much as you can. Again, once in a while, you know, it's almost inevitable these days, but avoid as much as you can. The cannabis is interesting because the smoke acts like estrogen. So a lot of times you see teenagers with fertility issues and things like that after they smoke a lot of cannabis. Excuse me. And it's because of the smoke. It's not, they've done studies on the actual THC molecule and some of the CBDs, and all those are good. It's just for some reason when you light them on fire, there's some process that happens. We don't know exactly what it is, but it acts like estrogen.
And the edibles don't seem to have that effect.
The edibles don't. Mm-hmm.
Somebody called in to wish me a happy birthday. Thank you very kindly. Yet another year younger. I'm just going to be middle-aged here any day. Thank you, folks, for listening. Thank you, Dr. J, for being with us. It's been just a great pleasure. And as I have hinted, we have a lot more to talk to you about. So I hope you enjoyed yourself and that you'd be willing to come back.
Oh, for sure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. You have a great weekend, and the same to all our listeners. Thanks so much for being with us regularly and for telling your friends and family. Let's help everybody. Thanks again. Have a great weekend.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
It is too common to replace knees or hips and to get back surgery. Unfortunately, those are risky, expensive, even with insurance, and involve a long, painful recovery. And those temporary fixed steroid shots can further degenerate joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing force that built our bodies and quickly fixed problems when we were kids. But as we age, we lose vast numbers of these tiny miracle workers. Now we can replenish them with stem cell therapy, and they can get to work regenerating body tissues naturally anywhere in your body. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely effective. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you don't miss work to recover. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 972-303-0683 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 972-303-0683 today.